Old age begins when I look backward instead of forward. Old age begins when I look backward instead of forward. Old age begins when I look backward instead of forward. Oh. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly with the thought for today from the University of Healing. Old age begins when I look backward instead of forward. As we are young people, we're always looking forward to something. We want to be old enough to have a mustache. We want to be old enough to wear lipstick. We want to be old enough to wear our mother's clothing and when she's not at home, you know, and put on her cosmetics and stuff like that and just have a ball. We want to be old enough to do all these things, but we should never stop. We should never stop seeking to look forward, seeking to be in the now, to live happily and joyously now. Because what is it that they call old age? They call it senility. When the mind becomes senile, they say. Well, basically, the people have given up living. And when they give up living, they just are ready to cash it in. They're ready to sell the farm, so to speak. And they're ready to move off to another dimension. Well, now, moving off to another dimension is perfectly fine. And cashing it in, dying and all that is perfectly fine. But why do it ahead of time? Only die at the moment you're dying. Only leave this body at the moment you're leaving it. Don't leave it in beforehand. Don't leave it with illnesses. Don't leave it by feeling sick. Don't leave it by saying, I'm so old, nobody cares about me anymore, you know, and I can't get a job, and they I made me retire, and things like that. You know, that's going to change very shortly. Retirement age is going to change from the 62 to 65 to 70 to 72 to 75 and on, because people are living longer. And so this is going to be the case. Now, when people usually retire, it is not because they are not competent in the field that they're working in. They would be fired rather than retired if they were not competent in the field they were working in. Make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what has happened is that the younger generation is moving up, and they want to get in those top positions that the older people are in and enjoying so well. And why? I say, from my own absolute ignorance of everything, make more top positions. You know? Make more top positions. There's always room at the top for the geniuses, for the people who believe in themselves, for the people who aspire to the best that they could possibly be. You know, I think you start aging the minute you get a job, and instead of giving your best on the job, you give enough just to get by. And you don't want to give too much, because then the rest of the employees will look at you and say, oh, aren't you something, though? Let them look at you. Let them look at you today and say, aren't you something? And tomorrow, you're the president. You know? That's not a silly thing at all. That's something quite real. People who give their best. How many janitors have ended up being the president? But how many accountants have ended up being the president? Or how many secretaries or bookkeepers, or I don't know what else you got in the business, clerks and various other things. It's people who have aspiration, like the janitor. And the janitor is into everything, he knows everything, and he just walks right into it. Now, it doesn't happen easily. There are a lot of people who walk up the ladder, who move themselves into better positions. But the only reason they move themselves into better positions is because they move themselves into a better ability to handle the position. You see, this is very... Now, our friend from Hewlett-Packard, this woman, Carly... what was her last name?
Fiona.
Fiona. Yeah, Carly Fiona. Or Fiona Carly, whatever it was. Well, she was a great girl. She's super. She did great. But she tried to do things beyond her reach. And I don't mean that She couldn't do them individually, but she had so many things going at once that she wasn't able to be on top of it. We had a builder that built for us for a while, and we had him put in concrete, we had him put in a couple slabs, and we had him put in a staircase at the same time. We told him, there's no rush, just do it all in order. But he ordered a large amount of concrete, and so he portioned out his men to do the jobs. Well, the slabs weren't difficult, but the staircase, the concrete company, were idiots. They gave him concrete that was too wet, and so it just slid down. It didn't stay in position. It should have been a fairly stiff concrete, so that when they'd pour it, it would stay in the area it was put. But no, it was so wet and watery, it just ran right down. Well, it made a mess. And we had to say adios to that man, even though he was excellent and we loved him. But he took too much beyond his ability. He could do each job perfectly with his crew. But when he had to look over three jobs at once, it was beyond his capacity. And he couldn't do it. Now we love him. We love him. But it was beyond his capacity. You see, I don't mean that we shouldn't reach for the moon. We shouldn't do the very utmost that we can do. But I do say, prove yourself to yourself as you're doing it so you don't reach beyond your ability. Now, he needed to be up here where the water concrete was being poured, and he was down at the other areas because that was larger amounts of concrete that were going in there. And he had a couple of good men up here, but they couldn't handle it. They didn't know how to say, take that concrete back. We don't want water. We want firm concrete. See, and they didn't know how to say that. You see, when you're in a position of being a boss, you've got to say, nope, take it back. You're going to pay for it. I don't care. Take it back. We don't want to use it. We don't want to put something in that is inferior to what we intended to put in here. You follow me?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you see, to have the ability, the strength within yourself, to say that to somebody, to say that to people that you've hired to come and do things, that's the mark of a master, the mark of a genius, the mark of a good manager, a good foreman, a good supervisor. You know what I mean? And without that, it's no good. Well, now, he learned the lesson by it. And we rehired him again to do some other work, and we told him, we didn't hold anything against him. We knew that he had just bargained beyond his ability to handle it, and we weren't going to let that happen again. We were going to have him do each job separately as it went along, rather than grouping it. It would save us money to do it all at once, but we'd do it separately and do it right. Because if the job isn't done right, nobody's happy. He wasn't happy. And I know he felt very bad about it all these years that he's had to think about it. Now, we don't intend to have him feel bad, because we don't feel bad. Now, you see, he cares. He really does. And I don't think he's going to get old. He just keeps looking sound as a dollar, big as a dollar, and a fine guy. But he is looking forward. He is looking forward to other things and different jobs and he was perfectly willing to let us have one of his men that wasn't working right now to help us whenever we want him at a reasonable price. And that's fantastic, you know. And, you know, most companies wouldn't do that because they don't want their people to walk in on their jobs, you know. But this is when you're staying youthful. You're staying youthful when you're working on these things instead of saying, well, I remember back in '08 when I did this, you know. No, '08 isn't here yet. But '08, that was 100 and some years ago, is almost 100 years ago, is quite something, you know? So think about it. How many people do you know who make these statements, old age begins when I look backward instead of forward? Now, we talked to Bill Ellsworth, who's a great guy, and Bill is constantly talking about his wife who's died. He's constantly talking about the past. He's constantly talking about other things. And it's a shame, because he's a vital man. Now, if we could get him interested in talking in the present, or in something to come, that'd be great. He made one big mistake with me, and because he made that mistake, he gave up part of his youthfulness. You know that?
Yeah. The diesel truck. The diesel truck.
That's right. If he had bought the diesel truck, which he wanted more than anything in the world, and enjoyed it, he would have maintained his driver's license. He would have maintained his feeling of being worthwhile and being active and being alive and dynamic. But you see, I might die tomorrow. So what? You had the diesel truck today, you know? If you want something, go for it. Because tomorrow may never come. And today is here. So enjoy it in today. It doesn't mean to be stupid with your expenditures and things like that, but it just means that live in the now, live in today. He could well afford to buy that diesel truck and a dozen others, but now he's going to just leave all his money to his family, and that's good. But the thing is, they won't appreciate it. That the government's going to take a portion of it, and everybody's going to take a portion of it, taxes take a portion of it, and what's going to happen? There'll be so little left, it won't really matter. Yes, old age begins when I look backward instead of forward. When did you start looking backward? When did you start looking back when you were a child and remembering, reminiscing? You know, people try to get you to reminisce. They try to get you to look backward because they want you to be as old as they are. And if I say, gee, I remember when, do you remember when you went with your husband to this place and that place? Vaguely, you know, not really, vaguely. Don't! Live in the now. Now, well, why don't you want to remember it? No reason. You know the reason because you don't want to be old, but you don't say that to other people. You just don't do it. You don't reminisce. Now, my sister, she had been keeping archives, you might say, on the family heritage, the family history. And she didn't really care too much. But her daughter, my niece, really cares, Kathy. She's into that tooth and nail. And when you look at Kathy, you can see that she looks older and older and older. And Marie, who really isn't into that, she's getting younger and younger, and she's over 80, and she's doing just great. But you see, she's living. Now, Dorothea, she's 80 what?
Seven.
87. And how does she act toward life? She acts as though, hey, I got things to do. And I looked at her house and I saw her house was a very busy house. She had projects going here and projects there, books she was reading and magazines that she read. And she called the company where she bought some clothing, and she said, I want an itemization on what I spent on that clothing for my credit card. I don't just want one number, you know. And I thought to myself, whatever your reason is, go for it. You know, because you care. And now, if you didn't care, whatever it is, you know, we pay for it, and that's what it is. And she was looking at a suitcase so that she could come up here to the ranch. And she was looking in the Travel Smith magazine, and she says, oh, they're very expensive. And then she was telling her neighbor about it, and her neighbor said, take my suitcase. And so her neighbor's suitcase is a lovely suitcase that Grandma would carry around, you know. I remember when we used to have those. And I was thinking I should take her a suitcase down there, but I wouldn't want to offend the neighbor, you know. And so, you know, you have to always think of these things because you want to help her keep good relationships.
Yeah.
Because she'd want to do anything we tell her, but we, whatever she has set up, we don't want to make her feel unhappy about it. But she's living. She's dynamic. She's vital. And you see, her neighbors come over and they say, you're never home. You're always doing someplace. You're always doing something. Now, you know, why don't you stay home? You know, and she says, "Well, there's nothing interesting to stay home just for. I have other things going on too." Well, you're missing all the TV shows, you know. And she says, "I don't think so. I don't think so." She listens with the show inside herself. But you see, she's being eternally young. She's not looking backward. Oh, if she chose to, she could give a whole recitation of it, but she doesn't care. She has no real interest in it. And every time I say something to her, I say, what happened to the little, no, we should get you a little table for your sewing machine. She said, oh, that burned up in the fire. And we should do this for you. Oh, that burned up in the fire. I said, Dorothy, forget the fire. You say, I don't have one. Or yes, it would be a good idea to get one. But stop saying it burned up in the fire. Because you keep bringing that incident back in your life, which is past and over with. And you're far beyond it. Now, she is such a wonderful person. She has a pair of glasses that she messed up one day. And they're her favorite. And she went into the optometrist to have new glasses made, and they didn't put the bifocals in. They didn't make them exactly like the ones she had, which she loves. So instead of wearing the new ones, she's wearing these old things that are pasted up with scotch tape and so forth, and using them. And I was thinking, I would go over to the house, and I would steal her old glasses, and I would take them to an optometrist and tell them, make a duplicate pair, you know, and then bring it back to her. In fact, I think I still will. But she'll miss it. Are you going to get a phone?
She will hear it.
Oh, that's right. She's on now, isn't she? Oh, yeah. Hi, Dorothea. You know what I'm going to do, don't you? That's wonderful, isn't it? But you see, she's not growing old.
No.
She's growing young. And Ellen, you're not growing old.
No.
You're growing young. You're getting yourself more and more excited about the things that are interesting. Not frustrated and, irritated over things, but you're excited over things.
Yeah.
And Sylvia, I think it's about time we take her off of diapers, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And get her moving. And Ingeborg, what about you? Are you going to give up your dollhouse and move on to having a real house? But don't rush. Enjoy living in the present. Enjoy doing everything that's right now and good for you right now, because that's what really matters. Just remember, old age begins when I look backward instead of forward. Old age begins when I look backward instead of forward. Now let's make our conclusion here. Youth is eternal so long as we're looking forward.
Yes.
Youth is eternal so long as we're looking forward. Youth is eternal so long as we're looking forward. You know, we have our friend Ingeborg Bolts. And Ingeborg is living with her 91-year-old mother. And Ingeborg wants to do things. She wants to have friends, and she wants to have parties, and she wants to do other things. Not big deals, but, you know, just little deals. And her mother is sitting there peering in, judging all the time. And so Ingeborg had called me to help her make a decision. And she called me with all the pathos in her heart and her mind and her words. And I thought, my goodness, I should get a hold of this girl and see what's going on. She didn't tell me what the problem was. Well, I had the wrong phone number. Finally, we got the right phone number from Gertrude, and we called through to her. And I said, hi, Ingeborg. Herb, you're calling me. Wonderful. Oh, my. And she says, you know what I called you about? She said, I've already taken care of it now. And what it is, right across the street from her apartment, is a nursing home. And so she has made arrangements for her mother to move into the nursing home. So she will have a little bit of life for herself. Because she's in her 50s, isn't she?
Oh, yeah.
Easily. And, I mean, it's about time. It's about time. And so, you see, she's moving forward. And who knows? Her mother, moving in the nursing home, might meet some fine young gentleman and decide that it's not too late to get married and have another go at living in the now.
Like Lydia.
Right. And go for it and enjoy life. because it's yours, and nobody can tell you what to do unless you let them. I love you. I love you.
I love you.